What's up, Bear the Gamers, and welcome back to your favorite podcast about video games.
I'm Juicebox.
And I'm Jackson.
And it's dangerous to go alone, so come with us as we chat about this week's Video Game Awards 2024. Bam, 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 bam. Bam, 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 bam.
It's dangerous.
You really took some creative liberties with that one, didn't
really,
you?
I had a vision and yeah. I went with it.
You said, I am an artiste. Follow me.
Follow me. Take my hand. It's dangerous to go alone. Come with me. Oh my God.
How are you, Jupes?
I'm really good. Do you ever get, please, I'm so sorry. Do you ever get that pain in your balls where it feels like there's like, it's like someone squeezing one of them, and you try to rearrange the way you sit and you think it's going to go away, but it doesn't.
Do you think that you have this pain in your balls because you're sitting on them weird?
I'm not sitting on them weird. It feels like there's like a rope wrapped around it.
Right. Do you feel like this might be something that you need to explore medical attention regarding?
No, I don't think so.
Have you ever heard of a testicular torsion?
What is that?
It is where your testicle twists around so that the blood flow is completely cut off and your testicle dies.
I don't think it feels like that.
Are you sure? It doesn't feel like death in your scrot?
No, it just kind of feels like somebody kind of just like kicked me in the nuts a while ago and I'm still sort of feeling it.
I have a question.
Now I'm nervous.
Yeah, I know. I knew as soon as I brought it up, that's what was going to happen.
I feel like I should unravel it.
You need to go. Time out. So hold on. I put this in your mind and you got scared. And instead of being like, I should seek medical attention for this, you're like, I can get in there and untwist it. That's where
I think I could
went.
I could probably untwist it. I think I could. I could feel around. Go in a hot sauna. Get everything really nice and loose. Move it around. I think I could fix it.
I think you're doing great.
Thank you.
Do you think that this has anything to do that you performed in a drag show on the weekend and maybe you were tucked up and your balls are like, hey, stop?
No.
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 Yeah, probably just twisting to death.
Yeah, I also just manspread it a bit and the pain is gone.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I think I was just a little too close for comfort with the legs.
Do you know what I think it is? All those leg days, your legs are, you get those tree trunks. You just can't, you don't have anywhere to put them.
Leg day, best day.
Yeah.
Yeah. These quads. Quad yeah. God, you could say.
Is that what, would you though?
How are you, Jackson?
I'm doing great. Do you know that at one point I interviewed a professional football player and his nickname was Quadzilla? Because his quads were fucking huge.
It would take my whole being, my whole essence to not flirt.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Like he'd be the straightest person in the world. And I'd be like, oh my God. Like I think I would start to sound dumber. Like I would just be like, what do you mean your name's Quadzilla? Like, wow.
But yeah, I'm doing good, you know, no testicular torsion to be concerned of. So on my end, I'm doing great. We are recording this earlier in the week than usual. What do you have going on?
I am going to go see Wicked.
Oh, right. Let's talk about you again for some time and then we'll come back to me. But I'm nervous for you.
And why?
We talked about this. You and I have had a terrible streak.
Ooh,
of
movies.
Movie going experiences.
I'm so nervous.
And again, my suggestion, which I thought you were coming around to, was wait until it's later in its release cycle because the theaters will be more empty and you have no spoilers to worry about. So like, just take some time.
Ooh,
and at some point you were like, oh, maybe. Yeah, that actually makes some sense. And then you're like, I got tickets for opening day. And I'm like, you're a fucking sociopath. You're
not even
die.
Opening day, early screening.
At least hopefully the people that are there are ones that want to see it. But like, even those like ravenous fans may be the ones that are the ones you have to be worried about most.
Well, the thing that I'm worried about in this is that I'm going to go see it not in the downtown core. I'm seeing it in a town outside of Toronto.
Yeah.
So I'm worried about that because you're just going to get people who are like, oh, I guess like we'll go see Wicked tonight for the advanced screening. Mm. So those people who will be probably playing their phone or being disrespectful or like talking or being assholes because they are uncivilized, apparently, or super fans who think that they're coming into this thinking that it is a sing along.
They're a part of it.
That is my worst fear, because if you are a true theater kid, a theater kid at your core,
sit down
you
and have, shut up.
Sit down and shut the fuck up. You have theater etiquette in your soul. But if you are a theater kid who has main character syndrome, you're gonna think this is for me. This is my time to shine.
Yep.
And in that case, I think I would either just leave, just get up and leave and get my refund right away. Just be like, hi, no, they won't stop singing. I'm just getting my refund and coming back at like 1 p.m. on a Sunday with a rifle ready to kill the next person that does this.
It's too far. Take it back. There's already been theater shootings. We don't need to put that into the world.
With green paint.
Good.
Much there it better. Is. Perfect. Thank you. Sorry. I got heated. Okay.
It's all right. I get it. I get your feel, but I think it's my responsibility sometimes just to bring you back just a little bit. You know what I mean? Just a little bit.
Dramatic? Never.
Never.
So I think, I think that's my plan. But I feel like it'll be okay. I have a good feeling that everyone is going in with the same mindset of like, no singy-songy. No one's singing along. This is not a sing-along song.
I'm hopeful for you. More than anything, it feels self-inflicted at this point. So realistically... Slightly. If you come back to me with another story, my hope is you don't, because if you do, I might have to be like, I cannot sympathize with you. All the signs were there.
I welcome the I told you so. I welcome it with open arms. I'll be like, it was my fault. I should have known. I'm a cuck for a movie theater. Like, I just, you know.
So, you know, wishing you the best. You'll have to let me know how it is. But no spoilers for this movie that is based on a play that's been around for, you know, 15 years or whatever.
20 or more than 20. It's fine. But here's the thing. The movie is 2.5 hours long.
Yeah.
The play is 2.5 hours. The play is 2 hours and 2.5 hours long. But this is a movie's being split into two parts. So the first act is the first movie and it is... like double the time of what the first act would be. So yes, there's a chance for spoilers because there's so much content that I wouldn't have seen.
Now, you seem excited about that. In my eyes, that's red flags. That's the alarms are going off. How are you adding to this? Do you think that they're going to do a good job? Really?
Yes. Okay. I've heard nothing but incredible things.
I don't get me wrong. I've heard good things too. And like, I'm optimistic, but I can't help but feel concerned because of The Hobbit, where they're like, what if we took this one book and made it three movies instead? And you're like, but there's not enough source material for that. They're like, we'll figure it out. And then they were bad, apparently. I didn't even see them because I was told they were bad repeatedly.
You've never seen The Hobbit? I love The Hobbit. No,
so I've read The Hobbit, but never saw the movies. And then I've seen the Lord of the Rings trilogy, but never read the books. So I flip-flopped back and forth.
So you've read The Hobbit, but you've never seen the movies?
Correct.
Seen Lord of the Rings, never read the books.
Correct.
Sorry, that hurt my brain for a second. Okay. The Hobbit's fabulous. I love
it. The movies?
Yeah.
But the book is this big.
Yeah.
And they
took some creative liberties.
Well, that's what I mean. And I've heard from a lot of people that it was not enjoyable and it was very unnecessary. So I just hope that you have a different experience here.
It doesn't compare to the Lord of the Rings.
Right.
Now, can I ask you, if we're going to slightly segue and we're talking about Lord of the Rings as a nerd, when you watch Lord of the Rings, there is two ways to watch Lord of the Rings, the right way and the wrong way. Do you watch it the right way or the wrong way?
Probably the wrong way.
How do you watch it?
On the television.
Do you watch the extended director's cut or do you watch
regular? I watched whatever. So I rewatched the first one recently and I'll say this. Might not be as good as you guys remember.
Jackson.
Might not be as good as you remember.
Jackson.
Also, there's only one woman in the whole movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Guys, are we good?
Yeah.
How no, did we get this far?
You got me there. You did get me there. Yeah. There is one woman. You're right. Mm-hmm. But so me and my friends when we were in high school, and for anyone who's ever doubted my credentials as a nerd, I'm about to really cash that card in. We would have a sleepover. So then the like 2 days worth of hangout time. So they would come over the night before, they would stay the night.
Yeah.
And then we would wake up at 7 a.m, bright and early, immediately start Lord of the Rings 1, extended director's cut.
Did you just say Lord of the Wings?
Lord of the Wings. What of the Wings? Lord of the Rings, the first one, extended director's cut. And then we would watch all of them into the evening, into like 4 or 5 a.m, with very little break in between. And we would just sit and watch all of them because they're so long.
Isn't it like 3 hours a pop? That should be 9 hours. This should not take you until 4 a.m. What are you talking about?
Well, there was, we had to like, you know, we would watch YouTube videos and we were also children.
Okay.
You know, so there was like some things we would have to watch, like the special features. We would have to watch the bloopers. We would watch all the credits. You know, you had to get all the content in.
Why the
credits?
We
were children. We were children. We had the time.
Did you read all the names?
No, but we would like talk and gossip. We were kids.
Okay, I understand. You keep saying that, but I feel like you and I have very different childhoods based on what you keep saying.
I mean, some of us were a little secluded and hung out. Some of us were art students and theater kids. You know?
I was huffing gasoline. We were kids. I don't know. Like, wait, where? We had different childhoods, I think.
No, I didn't do any drugs or drink.
Same.
Yeah.
Same.
Because I was a fucking nerd. My brother did all the drinking.
And he was cool. He was the cool one.
Oh, yeah. My brother was much cooler than I was.
Yeah.
His, like, cool friends would come over and be like, are you Rob's brother? I kicked his girlfriend in the face one time.
Why'd you do that?
Because she threw a phone at me and called me a nerd and laughed at me. So then I started to cry. And then she came over to pick the phone up and it was at my foot. So I booted her in the face.
Did she connect with toes or the bridge of your foot?
Huh?
Where did
bridge.
You? Bridge. Wow. Hefty.
Yeah.
Did you draw blood?
Don't remember, ran away crying and smart. Then locked the door so your brother
wouldn't beat your ass. Yeah,
so my brother wouldn't pummel me. But listen, she started, she threw a phone at me, so
right. And we're talking what, 90s phone? Those things were heavy.
90s phone, big.
She had
big
to pull it off the wall.
She had to rip it off the wall, throw it at me. I think her name was Shanna.
Classic bitch. Shanna.
Ugh. Shanna, bitch.
Bad name. Sorry, if you're listening and your name's Shanna, I'm going to call you Shan-Chan.
Shan-Chan. Shady baby.
Shan-Chan.
Shan-Chan.
Shan-Chan. Hey, speaking of slumber parties, back to how I am. This past weekend, I did one of my favorite things in recent memory and invited a... Yeah, actually, not enough. Because what I actually did was I woke up early on Saturday and connected with a couple of friends, and we went to the grocery store and we all got our own cereal and we came back and we did Saturday morning cartoons and cereal, and it was fucking awesome.
It sounds incredible. Now I need to know what cereals.
I got Raisin Bran Crunch because I've talked about this for a really long time.
Excellent choice.
You couldn't get this shit in Canada and it was my favorite cereal, but you could only get it in America. Boom, fast forward, only the last year or so have they started with Raisin Bran Crunch. So I got excited. Other ones, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. There was like a Cinnamon Toast Crunch cinnamon roll mini in the mix.
Okay.
And there was what was the last one? It might have been, I don't think it was Frosted Flakes. I don't remember. But yeah.
There's no tricks?
No tricks. No, fuck no. Tricks is B tier.
No.
Yeah.
No, tricks are for kids. I love tricks.
Exactly. And we've been through this. We had different childhoods.
Well, do you know what they did to Fruity Pebbles?
Tell me.
They're no longer Fruity Pebbles. They're Fruity Flakes, but they still advertise them as Fruity Pebbles.
Oh, you're saying they changed the shape.
So they are not a pebble anymore.
Yeah.
So remember how they were like these little pebbles that would tear your mouth up? Like they would rip your gums apart?
Do you think maybe that's why they changed it?
Yeah, but don't say they're pebbles. Say they're flakes.
Sure.
So now they're like little flakes now. And it's just like, why would I eat these?
I was in there looking at the wall and I saw fruity pebbles. I'll be honest, I didn't look at the picture on the box, but I saw Fruity Pebbles and I was like, that is staying power. When was the last time anyone mentioned the fucking Flintstones? But the goddamn Fruity Pebbles still going strong.
Now, can I ask, are you a savory or a sweet when it comes
for breakfast? If I'm doing Saturday morning cartoons, you're getting that sugar.
But you want that cereal.
Sugar rush. You get that sugary cereal.
But are you like a cinnamon or like a chocolate, or are you like a fruity sweet?
Chocolate needs, well, so both of those options are sweet. You asked me if I was sweet or savory, and then you only gave me sweet options.
I think chocolate might feel a little more savory when it comes to.
What are you talking about? Chocolate cereal is not sweet.
But it's not as
savory.
Sweet.
It's not. Well, it's not savory. It is sweet and slightly less sweet.
It's
none
less
of these
sweet.
Options. What are you savory? What are you talking about?
It's not as sweet as like a fruit, as like a Trix or a fruity.
So if it's less sweet, it is therefore savory. There's a whole myriad of other language words that we have here.
So what I'm getting at is, do you like chocolate or not chocolate?
Not
like,
chocolate.
Because
chocolate needs to stay in
fuck
its
with.
Fucking lane. Chocolate can't be its own thing, and cake, and ice cream, and cereal. Chocolate's got too much. Just go be chocolate. Okay.
You got so mad your sound cut out.
Did I?
You got so mad. It's chocolate, and then it's just you ranting, and it's silence.
I got really heated, you know?
About chocolate.
About chocolate. Chocolate needs to stay in its fucking lane. It does too much. It tries too much.
Too much.
Yeah. But yes, rocked some Recess. That's an old classic that I feel like that's how you age yourself, is if you try to have a conversation with someone about your childhood cartoons and you're like, oh, literally never heard of that. You're like, yeah, we're in completely. That's how we should. I'm a genius. That's how we should arrange generations, right?
Gen Z, millennial. Saturday morning cartoons.
What Saturday morning cartoons did you watch?
Or go ahead. TGIF. Are you old enough for TGIF?
Like the programming?
Remember TGIF?
Like, thank God it's Friday. It's a very popular, widespread term. I feel like you're using
you didn't
it in
watch,
a very specific context.
You didn't watch, like, it would be like Sabrina the Teenage Witch, Teen Angel.
Yeah.
That, like, show about a genie that was probably a little culturally insensitive. Remember all those? And
yeah,
they would have
but
like
I'm just
Boy Meets
that...
World, and then they would have crossover episodes. Sure. Remember the one where Salem would like run through each of the episodes? No, I'm crazy.
No, I'm with you. I'm taking issue with the fact that you said, hey, remember TGIF? And that is common phrase that everybody uses, and it's the name of a restaurant in America. So you can't just be like,
hey, TGI Fridays. That's different.
Oh my God. What does the F stand for?
TGIF.
What does the F stand for?
Friday, singular, but TGIF was the programming block.
Yes,
remember that?
I understand, and yes, I remember it. That's not what I'm talking about here. It's like, hey,
now,
you remember?
You watch...
So, do you know Red? And I'm like,
the Taylor Swift
what
album.
What the
yes.
fuck are you talking about? You have to be more specific. You can't pick something that is so general and multifaceted, and everyone uses it for different things, and just expect me to know which one you're talking about.
I think that we are just not on the same page tonight.
I just think you need to be more descriptive with your language.
What about one Saturday morning? Is that descriptive enough? One Saturday
Which one?
Morning. One Saturday morning.
Which
it
one?
It was called One Saturday Morning. The program block was Saturday mornings
you,
on the WB.
If,
one Saturday
for example,
morning.
We can workshop this. What if, for example, you said, hey, remember the programming block? One Saturday morning? Instead of waiting for me to yell at you for not being descriptive enough,
hey,
you just
do you
got
remember the programming block one Saturday morning?
Oh yeah, I'm super familiar with that. Thank
I'm gonna get on a plane and choke the fuck out of you. I'm gonna come on a plane. I'm gonna punch you in your throat. Fuck sakes.
I think this is a you problem, personally. Speaking of you problems, hey Juice, you know what they announced today? They announced the nominees for the Game Awards for 2024.
Did we make it?
We did not. The number one snub, and there's articles everywhere. Check the headlines, folks.
Yeah.
It's Dangerous to Go Alone Pod, not nominated for Best Content Creator of the Year.
Wow.
You know what it is, though? They're all individuals, so it's probably just that there's multiple of us, and they couldn't give it to like an entity. They had to give it to an individual.
Would you say we're an entity?
Oh, big time.
Yeah, we're just like an amorphous blob.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The ending of Inside.
Never got that far, but I feel like that might have been a spoiler tag that we should have. When you start a sentence with the ending of, maybe just, you know, float out that there might be a spoiler for.
Yeah, but you don't know how the enormous blob comes to be.
Such a tool. So I thought it would be interesting to go through these and just talk about our year in review a little bit. Have we played these games? What do we think? Who do we think is going to win certain things? I know that it's not going to be fully comprehensive because we're fucking barely gamers around here. We're not here playing every single one of these games. I'm going to skip a bunch of these categories because I just think they do not apply to us. And then Juice, we talked about it really briefly, but it might be fun to do a live stream, live react, the two of us on screen watching the Game Awards and seeing, you know, just the flow of things. Because there's a ton of announcements and stuff those days for those presentations as well. So that might be fun.
I'm down.
I think we should do it.
I think we should do it.
Cool. What?
I'm just laughing.
Why?
Nothing.
You're just laughing at nothing?
Yeah, because we both said cool, cool. But your cool sounded like...
I was about to transition away.
Yeah.
And then you disrupted the entire flow by...
You are sassy on a Monday night.
TGI Mondays, am I right? So I cut through a bunch of these, but the ones that I wanted to call out. Again, number one most snubbed here, Content Creator Awards. Five names for people I've literally never heard of in my life. But hey, I'm not plugged into it. You know what I mean? Juice, you're chronically online. How much of your content is gaming content, though?
Of my content is gaming content. If I were to break it down into like consume. Oh, consume. I thought you meant like do. Consume gaming content. Me playing video games or me watching people play video games.
No, like you watching content creators in the gaming space. TikToks, like how many TikToks come up that are games?
I would say 10-15%.
Okay. I feel like we put you on your heels and you got real nervous there. It wasn't meant to be stressful. Don't worry about it.
I got a little stressed.
You did great. You did great.
I got scared on that one. I was like,
So, I mean, I could read you these names, but ultimately I don't think either of us would recognize any of them. Another category I wanted to call out because I think I like this category a lot because it's best adaptation. And last year around this time, you and I switched gears and reviewed the worst fucking video game adaptations ever.
Yes.
And honestly, we didn't even try to pick bad ones. We just did. Like, we weren't out there looking for the worst of the worst. We were like, hey, what if we just pick five video game movies or TV shows and talk about those? And it turns out they were all fucking awful. So these are pretty good. I'm really curious to know how many of these you've actually consumed in any way. Arcane.
Ooh, love.
Have you started watching the second season?
Yes.
Okay. I'm only two episodes in. I did my rewatch.
There's only three. There's only three right now.
I thought they just released more. Am I wrong?
Oh, did they? The last time I watched, there was only three episodes.
Okay. So I'm only one behind then because I did my rewatch leading into it. So good.
So good. Oh, so good.
The Fallout series on Amazon Prime. Did you watch that?
I did. We talked about it, remember?
Yeah. No, well, I don't remember everything that we talk about. I honestly wish I had selective memory with the conversations that you and I have had. If I could pick a few to forget, I might. Fallout was exceptional.
You are
also
hurtful and mean tonight.
You don't know which conversations. What about the ones where you cry and I'm like, I just can't stand to see my baby girl cry, you know?
I've never cried around you.
That's what you think. Fun fact, the main character, I don't know. I don't remember. I told you. I get it in that a lot. The main girl from Fallout, voice of Jinx in Arcane. Yeah.
Oh, so she's fine all around, no matter what happens.
She's crushing it. Yeah. There was a Knuckles TV series on Paramount Plus. Have you watched any of the Sonic series? Or movies? Sorry?
I did not.
They're a fun time. They're very clearly aimed at kids, but they're a fun time.
I was going to say, I love a kids movie. I always think it's fun to just like watch some kind of something lighthearted, but that one never really grabbed me.
Yeah. Benjamin Schwartz is the voice of Sonic. He's really good. He's on the wall actually directly next to you back here.
Ah, that's
him. And that's
my little neighbor.
So he's great. Highly recommend. And I've actually been really curious about the Knuckles show. Idris Elba voices Knuckles.
Oh,
did you know that? Yeah.
That is that's a choice. That is an interesting choice.
Paramount Plus is way too fucking low on my list of priorities for streaming services. Get Ooh, wrecked.
At the floor.
Even though there's actually 2 to 3, maybe 4 things that stand out that I really want to check out. I just refuse.
I mean, you could always just download it.
Pardon? I could. Sorry, your mic cut out? I could maybe. Yeah. There's Like a Dragon Yakuza. Have you even heard of this game series?
Yes, but the show, no.
I heard the show was meh. And then Tomb Raider, The Legend of Lara Croft on Netflix. I heard terrible things.
I could not get into it.
Yeah, I heard terrible, terrible things.
It just was a little, it was mid, very mid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
While we're on the topic of adaptations, voice acting, performance, those types of things, going back to Recess, you know what I found out on Saturday? Gretchen, right? Nerdy Gretchen, picture Gretchen in your eyes, glasses, big, big buck teeth. You got Gretchen? Exactly.
Yeah.
Good impression, by the way.
Thank you.
Also voiced Ellie in The Last of Us.
Ah.
Yeah. That's the fucking more weird. Isn't that strange? You know.
And now I just picture Gretchen with like her little rifle running around killing zombies.
It's fantastic. So that's that. I mean, Arcane or Fallout, great ones that I consumed, liked, enjoyed, and I haven't seen
the
other ones.
I was going to say, so it's definitely between Arcane and Fallout.
I think it's going to be Arcane.
Oh, 100%. So. It's beautiful.
What we should do, maybe we should do this. We hop on our React live stream early. And we go through and we guess. We guess all the winners and see who gets more right by the end.
Loser.
Yeah.
Gets
their taint.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was going to say kiss.
From who? So you win-win is what you're saying.
Hey, you could also win.
Yeah, I could.
Yeah, you could.
The best multiplayer game, Call of Duty, Black Ops 6, Helldivers 2, Super Mario Party, Jamboree, Tekken 8, and Warhammer 40K Space Marine. You have
Wait, which one is this?
Best multiplayer game.
Best multiplayer. I'm trying to find it.
The only I'm going from the bottom up. I'm going in reverse order. So best adaptations right above, or sorry, right below it. The reason I bring it up, obviously, is that you and I talked about Super Mario Party Jamboree. Should we buy it? Is it worth it? We just bought another version that we didn't play fucking at all. Is it worth it? I have played it. It is very good, but it is more of the same. I just think that on this list, that's likely the only one that you personally would connect with.
You don't think that I connect with Call of Duty Black Ops 6?
The way that you say Call of Duty leads me to believe no, you do not.
How do I say it?
I don't know. You just like really enunciated Call of Duty. Call of Duty. And anyone who plays it, is they say it so many times that it just becomes Call of Duty. You know what I mean? Call of Duty. And I was like, yeah, that's the third time you've said that title in your life.
I like watching girls play Call of Duty.
Okay, tell me why.
Because
Call of Duty.
Call of Duty. Now I'm like self-conscious of the way I say it. Call of Duty.
Yeah.
But I like watching girls play it because guys are mean to them, but then they like beat them really aggressively, and then all the guys are quiet, and she goes, oh, like every time the girl's always just like, oh, are you not going to say anything now? When they lose. It's my favorite. I love watching it.
Something tells me from our interview last week that Alyssa is probably firmly rooted in the camp of ripping into nerds on the internet.
Me too. Call of Duty.
You're doing great.
Call of Duty.
Juice, real quick, could you describe to me the plot of Tekken 8?
So there is a good team and a bad team.
Okay.
And you pick if you want to be on the good team.
Right.
And then if you play on the good team, then all the fights you do are against the bad team.
So it's a fighty fight.
It's a fighty fight game.
Sure.
Yeah. And then if you beat the tournament.
Oh, it's a tournament. Fighty fight tournament.
Yeah, fighty fight tournament. And then you, because there's story mode, obviously.
Sure. Naturally.
Naturally, there's story mode. So if you beat, and then the good guys win. But if you pick the bad guys in the fighty fight tournament, then the bad guys win. And there's like cutscenes every time you beat a fighty fight.
Cool. Yeah. Dead on, actually. That's great. So go and check out Tekken 8, everybody. Game of the Year nominee.
Am I right?
Moving on. So best family game, Princess Peach Showdown. Sorry, Showtime. Astrobot, Super Mario Party Jamboree's back. The Legend of Zelda Echo of Wisdoms, or as you like to call it,
Zelda for Girls.
Zelda for Girls and the Plucky Squire, which I saw some coverage of and saw like, ooh, it had the potential, but it didn't go. Did you end up playing Princess Peach Showtime or Zelda for Girls?
Astronomically mid, so I did not ever download Princess Peach Showtime. And I want to play Echoes of Wisdom, but I'm currently almost done Breath of the Wild, but I'm stuck on a level that's really hard.
You need me to beat that for you, babe?
You have no idea. I know you're being patronizing, but like, I really wish that you live closer so I could be like, can you beat this for
me? Well, I'll be there in like a month and a half, and I'll be
I'm so serious. If I have not beat it yet, I'm handing you my Switch and you have to beat it for me. Like, I am genuinely struggling.
Perfect. I'm ready. I'm there. Whatever you need. But best family game is always a fun time, right? These are super lighthearted. Astrobot for me, fuck. Astrobot leads, I think, the nominations. Astrobot and Final Fantasy VII Rebirth both have 7 nominations each.
Oh my god. Yeah. I would be shocked if Astrobot didn't win a lot of these.
Yeah, honestly, it was the fucking one of the best games I've ever played.
Well, it's just like if you look at like Princess Peach Showtime, Super Mario Party Jamboree, Legends of Echo Wisdoms, I have no idea what the Plucky Squire is. They're all kind of like pretty similar. Like, I would say, like, Princess Peach Showtime and Legend of the Echoes of Wisdom are kind of, like, RPG, like, you know, fun little platformer game. Mm-hmm. And then Super Mario Party Jamboree is just, like, okay, it's just another Super Mario Party game with, like, probably a few more extra things. So Astrobot feels the one that's kind of got the most sort of oomph to it.
Stands out.
Yeah, it stands out the most, I would say.
Yeah. Metaphor ReFantasia, which is what I've been playing in my own time, 6 nominations. Balatro, Black Myth, Wukong, and Elden Ring Balatro got 5. Black Myth, Wukong, Elden Ring got 4. So big numbers. Shout out to Astrobot, though. Just absolutely, undeniably one of the best gaming experiences I've ever had.
Ever.
Ever. Best action adventure, Astrobot. On the list again, Prince of Persia, The Lost Crown, Silent Hill 2, Star Wars Outlaws, and Zelda for Girls.
Legend of Zelda Echoes of Wisdom.
You Love think it. That it's going to compete in this category? Or do you think that's a...
Yeah, because I have heard from many people that Echoes of Wisdom is an incredible Legend of Zelda game. I have heard it's very good.
I've heard it's very good.
So,
but up against like the triple A staying power, like, don't get me wrong, it's a Nintendo game. It's just, you know, harkens back more to the old school Legend of Zelda style with like a fresh coat of paint. But I don't know, you put it up against a Ubisoft massive open world game, even if it was like, it's okay. It's just, it feels like it's a whole different world to me.
For an action adventure. That's
action adventure.
Yeah. I feel it's more puzzle than action.
Yeah, that's what I feel like too. I don't know if there is a puzzle game. I don't think category. I don't
best
think
puzzle game Tetris every year.
Damn right.
Nice.
Yeah. Best ongoing game. There's some other ones in here. A bunch of categories for different genres that I was like, you don't care. Like, do you care about the best VR/AR game?
I don't. But we could talk about the best action game because we have Black Myth Wukong, Call of Duty, Black Ops 6, Helldivers 2, Warhammer 4000, Space Marine 2, and what I would say is going to be the best game of the best action game, Stellar Blade, because it's got jiggly titties.
Yeah. Do you think the voting panel is largely 14-year-old boys?
I do, but if I can... In defense of Stellar Blade, which I have not played, but all of my friends who have played it said that it is one of the best games they've ever played.
I have actually heard from a lot of people in the industry, like media coverage, this is a great game. It is a shame that it was marred in controversy.
Marred by the jiggly and the moaning going up the rope.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I have heard that it is incredible. And I guess they're still like putting out updates and putting out like things with it. So I'm just like... it's still on my list to like play once you beat Zelda for me.
Yeah.
yay. You get me to the cutscene and I'm like, yay.
So best ongoing game I wrote down here. Destiny 2, Diablo 4, Final Fantasy 14, Fortnite, and Helldivers 2. Do you feel that Fortnite is just like a force to be reckoned with and could never be stopped? Do you think it is Fortnite in this one for best ongoing game?
No.
You don't think so?
I think Fortnite had kind of a rough year.
Do you think so? Is this purely based off the fact that you played the Mad Max season and hated it?
Yes.
Juice didn't like fair. The season. Terrible year. Year ruined.
The year was ruined. A lot of people didn't like that season.
I agree with you. But that season was like one of 15 that they had this year.
Still?
Right. Year's ruined. I'm with you.
Year's ruined.
Very cool and that there are...
Destiny have like a lot of problems?
Destiny is wrapping up, basically. It's towards the end of its life cycle. I don't know that it really has problems, but that's kind of where it's at. Very cool that there are categories for games for impact as well as innovation and accessibility, in my opinion. Both very, very cool. But best performance, you know, as a couple of performer guys, nominees from Star Wars Outlaws, Final Fantasy Rebirth, Double Exposure. That's the Life is Strange.
I know. I'm so mad. I didn't realize it was out. I feel I want to play it.
Mm-hmm. I would watch Silent Hill 2 and Hellblade 2. So very cool to see that one. Good just to see that they're mentioned. Audio design and score and music are separate categories. Art direction, narrative, and game direction, which are very, very interesting. But of course, the headline stealer, the game of the year.
Mm.
Game of the year. Here are the nominees. Astrobot. Balatro, Black Myth Wukong, Elden Ring Shadow of the Erdtree, which is a DLC nominated for Game of the Year. Very controversial. Very controversial. Metaphor, ReFantasio, and Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. Now, I have two questions for you. Number one, how do you feel about a DLC being nominated for Game of the Year? Does that hit you weird?
Man, was it that good?
It was. It got a, it's the, I believe, the only game that IGN gave a 10 to this year. Unanimously well reviewed, like right at the top. Everybody fucking loved this game. The reviews score on Metacritic is what? Score of 70 different critics. The average is 94.
I mean, for me, it's like Elden Ring isn't my kind of vibe, but like I can respect it. I think it's very pretty. Like I think it looks really cool. But can I just say, I looked up Balatro because I was like, oh, I've never heard of that. Let me look.
Yes, you have.
It is a card game.
Juice, we have told this story multiple times. You and I hung out at DragCon. I said, wow, I just downloaded this game and played it on the plane.
Oh my God, this is the game?
It's the most hetero game ever to exist. And I said, is it homophobic that in poker there is a hand that's called a straight? And you said, probably. And I said,
this is the game.
This is like Poker 2. It is fun. It's innovative. It's exciting. It's single play, but you just go and go and go and go and go. And you're like, that's dumb. Game of the Year nomination.
This is the game you were talking about. Oh my God.
So the second question that I wanted to ask you about these nominees is, do you want to take this moment to rescind your previous comments?
No.
No, and you stand by it.
Yeah.
It's a dumb game that got nominated for Game of the Year.
Yeah. Kind of dumb.
Kind of dumb.
Kind of dumb.
Also, what's weird to me is the game of the year and the best game direction, exact same list.
Fair.
I also feel like there's a lot of overlap in what you would say is the best game and the best game direction.
Imagine it's best weird. Game, best game direction, two different winners.
I think, well, I mean, that's a probability, I think, because otherwise,
I just think it would be a categories? Little. But I feel like you should just queen. Wow. Wait, give me a sec. Clean sweep.
I mean, I think that's ideal for everybody. I think they all want the clean sweep, but I don't think it works that way. Mm. You know?
I also just looked up Metaphor. That looks fun.
Mm-hmm. I've been playing it, I will say, way too slow for you. Because it's also, honestly, most of the time, too slow for me. There's been times where I'm like, oh, I've got like 40 minutes. I'm going to pop on. All I do is engage in dialogue scenes. That's all I did for a lot of it. There's a lot of like story building. It's really interesting because it's really topical right now. It's about finding a new king to run a kingdom and how...
One's a sex predator and one's a woman.
One is a dictator who tries to murder people and the other ones are just trying to do good by each other. And yeah, it's very strong commentary that may have been accidental because you kind of can't really figure out when your game is going to launch. Like you have windows, but like if they started making this game 8 years ago, there's no chance that they were like, you know what, it's going to be perfect 8 years from now. Let's capitalize on the conflict in the world. But it does talk a ton about like prejudice and racism. And it's really interesting. I'm enjoying it a lot. And I think I've heard that it's like a 90-hour game. So I'm in, like, I think I'm in hour 15 or 20 in that range. But I'm enjoying it. I'll report back with more.
What would you say out of Astrobot, Balatro, Black Myth Wukong, Elden Ring Shadow of the Erdtree, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, and Metaphor would be the game of the year? Not yours.
Oh, please. Like if I'm guessing.
Yeah.
It's hard to take my heart out of it. You know what I mean? My heart wants to say Astrobot because not only was it excellent, but everyone loved it. Like everyone loved it constantly. The Elden Ring DLC is surrounded by controversy by being a DLC that's been nominated. I don't think Metaphor ReFantasio has the juice. Balatro is awesome, but I don't think it's gonna win. It'll win like best indie game, it'll win like best debut, but I don't think it'll win game of the year. I think it'll be down to Astrobot and Final Fantasy VII in my eyes, but I think you can't beat Astrobot. It's just a fucking great game.
I think it's between Astrobot and the Elden Ring. After what you said. Yeah, after what you said, it kind of sounds like or you know what? Actually, I'm a liar. Black Myth Wukong.
Have you seen Black Myth Wukong?
I've seen a lot of coverage of Black Myth Wukong. I've seen a lot of how it was like kind of a game that came out and then just sort of like blew up like really quickly. And
do you
apparently
know
people
about some of the reasons why?
No.
So it was a rare hit. Sorry, it was a rare big game that was developed in China. China typically doesn't play well with the rest of the world, so therefore there's not a lot of stuff that leaves China and hits the rest of the world and goes global. So this was an example of like a very well made, very well done game that came from China. And then also when there's a issue in the games industry where China only releases a certain number of licenses for games to be played in China for basically imports into China. So that doesn't happen often. So the Chinese gamer population doesn't have access to as many games as we do. And when you have something that is homegrown, is very good, and is in a market that's pretty starved for it, inevitably it's going to blow up in China. And if it does, it's going to be very, very big numbers because it's a massive untapped population for the games industry largely. So that was a big contributing factor. Not to take anything away from it. It's supposedly a very, 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 very good game. And I've seen some gameplay footage and it looks beautiful. Another controversy when it released was essentially they put out early copies and allowed people to like lift the preview embargo where people could talk about it. But in the contract, the NDA, it said that you could not include feminist propaganda in your conversations about the game. And everyone's like, what the fuck are you talking about? I think they tried to lean on, this was a translation error, but it was just yikes. It was a big yikes moment.
I take it back. I'm going to say Elden Ring.
You're going to lock in Elden Ring.
I'm going to lock it in.
Cool. I think, yeah, we should get on like 30 minutes before the stream, before the stream starts, maybe an hour, and we go through blow by
blow.
Should
we dress up?
And we pick. Yeah, love it's an award blow. Show.
Love it when we blow by blow each other.
And with that being said, Juice will tell you about how to support us.
Oh, fuck. I hate when you do this. If you guys want to support us, you can follow us on our Patreon, and where we... Patreon.com/itdangerpod.
Good.
Yeah?
Yep, very good.
Yeah.
Keep it up.
We release content every single week, full video content. We've got a whole bunch of tiers that you can support us on. Our best one, personally, I would say, would be our Sparkle supporter, where we get monthly cameo videos to you once a month. And that one's only $10. $10 for that one. It also has clip dumps and everything like that. So if you want to support us that way, that would be great. But if you don't have any, what do you say, loons or tunes? If you don't got any loons or tunes, you can follow us on Instagram at itdangerpod, where we are posting clips a few times a week, and they are very fun. Jackson works very, very hard on them. I'm very appreciative for him for those. So you can follow us on there. Or if you want, you can give us a like or a comment or share with your friend on anywhere that you listen to podcasts, just to push us up a little bit higher on the algorithm. Crushed it.
Sure. Yeah, that was good.
Sure. I thought I did great.
Sorry, let me take it again. Fantastic, Juice.
Thank you.
You're so special.
Do I get a trophy?
Yes, you do. Gold star. I'm going to hang this one on the fridge. And with that, Barely Gamers, we will bid you adieu. Join us again next week, where we will have another episode. Sorry, you've never heard the term bid you adieu?
Well, you said it wrong. You said it like a... You said it like it's a French word.
Okay, go ahead.
Adieu.
Come back next week, Barely Gamers. Bye. Bye.